Vayter in Shas. We're going to come with Daf Kuf Tes Pekin Abalan Kuf Chesem Abayz Bada Bama Da Pays Bada Mishnah. Bada Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Heichan Pigdoni. You have a case where a guy goes and he says to a Shomichinam, hey, where's my Pikadon? You know, I left you something to watch. My watch. To watch. Where's my watch I gave to watch? Amarlo Avad says, oh yeah, sorry man, it was lost and I'm off the hook. Mashbiachani, and then the owner says to him, I make you swear. Amar Amen Amen. And he says, no, okay, yeah, I accept the swear. But then the Edom come along and they show that really he's the one who ate it. Like he's the one who took he got rid of it. Mishalim Karen, he's going to pay the Karen. He has to pay the principal value of what he took. Rashi says the Ein Chomesh Va'ashem Ella Im Hoda, unless he admit to it. D'chsev Begez Al Ager BeParshas Nasov Hisvada, when he admitted to it. What about if Hoda Me'atzmo, if he admitted by himself that he swore falsely? B'shalim Karen V'Chomesh Va'ashem. Then he needs to be Karen V'Chomesh Va'ashem. What about in the case of Heicha Pikdoni, if I go and say, hey, where's my pikad that I left to you? Amalo Nigam, he says, oh, stolen. First one was it was lost. He says, oh, stolen. I'm off the hook. And I say, oh, I make you swear. Falmer, amen, amen. He says, okay, amen. I swear that I did it. Stolen. He's the one who stole it. Misham Tishon Kefal, and he's the big Kefal. Hold the matzo if he admitted on himself. Misham Karen, Chomesh, V'Asham. Then he's became Chomesh, V'Asham. Zog, the next case of the Mishnah, Gozel es aviv ne'ish. Pass him steals from his father, and he swears falsely, saying, I didn't steal it. Umeis, and the father dies, and he's like, oh, no. And he admits the fact of what he did. Rashi says, v'achar mises av, hoda, and after he died, he admits the fact that he did it. Harei zem ha'shalim karen v'chomesh lebanav o le'echav. Now he's to pay a karen and a chomesh to the brothers and the... to the sons and to the brothers. At other sons or the father's brothers. Rashi says, Shall Aviv, Ol Achib Shall Aviv, Im Ein Lo Banim, the Afagav, if you have no children, Rafagav, the Nafla Yerusha Kamei, the Heich Bai Lamevid Hashava, the Ein Ma'akiv Afilu Keneged Chelko. Even though the son himself is going to be a Yorish of the father, he's not able to keep that which he stole, not even a little bit of it that would be going to him, because he has to make sure that he returns the property. So the father is left his other sons there, or his other, you know, heirs, other Yerushim, the brothers. He's got to pay the entirety of it to the other brothers over there. If he's not there, he'll give the brothers of the father, and he pays again the Karen and the Chomesh. Vimeno wrote sad, but if he doesn't want... If he didn't want to, let's say he doesn't want to lose out his chelek, was what he would have gotten, o she'en lo, or Itaka just doesn't have the ability of giving over. Rashi says that in the chasam kolkach sheyachol levater chelko, o she'en rotz alav sechelko, he doesn't want to learn out, lose out, or he can't, then lova, what should he do? He should now borrow, Rashi says, mecher from other people, umeshev la'achiv l'kaimitzis ha'shava, and then pay back, Rashi says, and then give it to the... to the other Yarshim, then the Baal Chol can come and he can be Poreh. Rashi says, Min HaShava as Chelko, Kigon Im Hayu Shnaim Achim, Hu Shlishi Nefraim Baal Chol, and Min Ha, we got to switch it over here, V'ashar Yigbu Mimenu. What's the Ha? The Ches, Min HaShlish HaYerusha, from the third of Yerusha. And then, yeah, you can work it out like then taking it. Shai Yibuman and the rest of it, you can go and take it from him. Back to the Nadarim days, says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Ha'omer Levno, Konam Yatanen Mishali, someone who says that, Konam, if you get Hana from what is mine, and what does this mean, Konam? That means it's a carbon, right? So what he's saying is that any Hana that you're going to get from me is going to be usher to you like a carbon. This is a straight up nether over here. Im meis yiroshenu. If the father dies, the son is going to be yarshin him, and he's allowed to get enough from it if Big Papa dies. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tesman Aleph. However, Bechayav Uvimoso, if he says, Konam, you get enough from me, which is mine during my life and after my death. Oh, now he kind of messed him over a little. Says Rashi, that b'chayv moso im may slow your shen, that you're not going to get me on not. You're going to get, you're not going to be yorish. Im may slow your shen, like the actual Gemara says, he's not going to inherit him. V'yachsel l'ban of o le'echav, and he has to return what he gets to the father's other sons or to the father's brothers. V'yim ein lo, and if he doesn't have any other, v'yim ein lo, Rashi says, what does that mean? That means that my yochal, then lo vevochal, then borrow and eat to bali chov, borrow and farm in Yerusha, especially they can come in Perea from the chov of the Yerusha. So let's back in the mission itself, lo vevochal, chov, borrow and farm. So let's say my father dies, I have no brothers and uncles or whatever, then I can go borrow from someone and then they can come and take from me from this property, and I'm able to get away with using the property via other people's property. Zakta Gemara. Now we start off with the fact that if I go and I see if my father have to return to the other Yarshim, what I stole, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Afilu La'arniki Shel Tzedaka. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That means that im Eino Motzi Yoresh Lavev Lemi Yashiv Yitein Osa, if he doesn't find a relative of the father to return it to, then he should give it to La'arniki Shel Tzedaka V'lei Akvena B'yad, he doesn't hold on to it, rather he gives it to the Tzedaka fund. Amar Papa V'tzar Shiyomer Zeg Gezel Avi, when he gives it to the Tzedaka, it's to say, this is the Gezel Avi, the stuff that he stole from my father, Chas V'shulem. But that's what he has to say, says Rashi. That is because you may have lined a kishon staka zegezel abba. Why is it he has to give it over to other yarshim or to charity? The tzedaka nuchel enafshe. Let him be mochel himself. Rashi says hechad ein yarish elohu v'kula shalom install his belongs to him. Let it be just be mochel the debt, and then he can take him milatan demilatan mishnah. The mochel lo al karen. If the victim, he forgave the ganav for the Karen, but not for the Chomesh, he doesn't have to go chasing after him in order to go pay it back. Alma bar mechilu. So what do we see? That the rabbi, the ganav, he actually can be forgiven, and therefore he's not chayav to have to go and pay it back. Why can we just say in this case that once the ganav is yorish his father's stuff, then that which he took, what he wasn't allowed to, is no longer considered stolen. So why does he have to go? He needs to remove it from his property. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Lakasha, Ha Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Ha Rabbi Akiva. That is that the previous Mishnah says that he's able to go out and forgive it. That's going in the world of Rabbi Yosei Aglili. However, our Mishnah is going in the world of Rabbi Akiva, who says that he has to remove it from his property. The time of the Nebraisa, V'im ein la'ish goel la'hashiv ha'asham. The Torah is saying, this is talking about a case where a guy who gets robbed, and he died before he was repaid. But if the man has nobody in order that it can be paid back, then it's got to be for Hashem and for the Kohen. V'chi yesh adam b'Yisrael she'in lo golem? What? Is there such a thing? Rashi says, im in lo ben, no bas, o'ach, yesh lo karov, ad Yaakov avino, karov, karov yarish. What do you mean? There's nobody that has a thing? Of course, they have some relative. Ela v'gez ala ger kosmodavra. What's we talking about? When someone who goes and steals from a ger, Rashi says, v'nishpa l'sheker, d'ksiv, limo mo'o ba'Hashem. And then he goes ahead, and this person can't die without a Yerushim. Harisha goes al ger, v'nishpa lo. Somebody goes and they steal from a ger, and then they swear to him falsely. V'shama shemisa ger, and then he finds out that he actually died. Now, at this stage, how are you going to pay the guy back? Now he's got to pay to the Kohanim. V'haya maila kaspo v'hashama l'Yerushalayim. He's going to pay to the Kohanim. And what happened? Pogabo saw Ger. On his way up, he met that Ger that he thought was dead. Turned out he wasn't. Rashi says, V'hayamai l'kaso asu v'shalayim l'akohanim d'chsev ha'asham ha'mushav l'ashem l'koin v'armin l'kamun v'shmaisen asham zekarban. So what happens is bringing Zekarin, sorry. And Pogabo saw Ger, and he goes and he meets up with this Ger over here. And it turns out that he's actually chayiv to give it back to the Ger himself. And what does he do? It's a kafu alav b'milva. The ger allows him to keep it as a loan. Rashi says, ger b'milva nafak le mitoras gezela l'chimay is ger hava le hay muchslag v'zacha min ha-hefker. So what happens is that when the ganav wants to pay him back, he says, you know what, hold on to the money, he's a loan, and pay me back another time. So now this geneva turns into was a geneva, but that's the only call that now it's called a loan. It's kafal b'milva. Umeis, and then the guy dies. Zacha hala b'mashu yaldo. Now he acquires, this rabbi gets to acquire that which is in his hand. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, this is the words of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He has nothing over here, becomes African, he gets it. Rabbi Kiva says that ein lo takana, this guy is no takana. Ad sheyotzi gzela mitachzed, until he gets rid of this gzela from his hands. Kum tachayis, the argument whether or not someone can quote unquote forgive themselves, and that's okay. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you gotta make sure it's out of your hands. You make it to the hefker, and then you can go and you can get it back. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that he can do such a thing. He's able to go and forgive himself or for someone else, and then he's off the hook for having to return. Rabbi Kiva says, doesn't matter for himself or for somebody else, he's not able to forgive, and therefore this ganav remains chayev to remove it from his possession. So the previous Mishnah is talking about Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and is talking about Rabbi Akiva, that he's not able to go ahead and let it off the hook. Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who didn't I feel low's kafa milva, even if he had not converted into a loan, the reason why he said that is Rabbi Kiva is coming to teach you how far Rabbi Kiva goes, that feels like for the milva, even if he makes it into a loan beforehand, ain't no takana, he's no takana until he goes and he removes it from his hand. This whole answer was the way that Rav Yochanan explained that difference between one is Rabbi Kiva and one is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But now the Gemara has a kasha. This is now Maskev Rav Sheish Ziyach. If it's really true that you want to say that Rav Yossi says that even when the Ganav's debt wasn't switched into a loan, that he's of the opinion that the Ganav is able to go ahead and to forgive it, Rav Yossi Aglili Lashmeinlan Linafshei Vekol Shekein La'acherem. Then when we teach this law, is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Mishnah should say that one can forgive himself and certainly he's able to go ahead and forgive someone else. L'Rabbi Akiva l'Shmi'inan l'Acherim d'lo matzi machil v'kol shekhan l'Avshid d'lo matzi machil. When it says that, the teaching is that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva l'Shmi'inan the Mishnah should have said that one is not able to forgive the ganav's debt for someone else. The kolchkin lafshelo masimachil is certainly not able to go and forgive his own debt. Comes out, it seems as though that both the mishnayos are one tana here. Who's making what's the distinction? He's talking about it when you have a case where the victim is forgiving the ganav, and a case in which he's forgiving, so to speak, himself. So Rav Sheshes comes up with another shot of understand what's going on here. Elam, Rav Sheshes, Hava Rav Yossi Aglili. Really, both this Mishnah and that Mishnah is talking about Rav Yossi Aglili. Kikon Rav Yossi Aglili, the Matzi Macha, when Rav Yossi Aglili said that some person is going to be able to forgive this Chiyav to go to return it. Lacherim, that's Dafka talking about a person who forgives for somebody else, meaning the victim is forgiving the Ganav. But one's able to forgive himself, meaning if the victim actually waives his right for the money, then the ganav is off the hook. But if he doesn't, and when he dies, the ganav goes and acquires it, he actually is going to have to take it out of its possession. As it says, Ela nafshelo matzimachal, Ela amai zacha hala b'mashi b'yado. So why does Rav Yossi Aglili say that when he dies, and the other one, the ganav, is going to acquire what's in his possession? Mishum zakvan alav imilva. The reason is because he switched it over from one thing into a, now it is a milva alone. Rava Amar Rava says, Hava ha Rabbi Akiva, surely both Rabbi Akiva, ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, delo matzi machel. When did Rabbi Akiva say that one's unable to go ahead, delo matzi machel, is unable to be machel, this idea to return this stolen stuff, that's lenafsha, it's talking about when he's forgiving himself, he's able to go out to forgive this chiyav to somebody else. Beep, turn the page. Kuftes Amud Beis. Now, Michlal Dov Yossi Aglili, Savar Afil Lenafsha Nami Matzi Machel. That would imply that Rabbi Aglili would say that even that one can even forgive a geneva for himself. Rashi says that's even if he doesn't switch it over, right? That even if a ger, let's say he was stolen and he died without switching it over to a debt, Rashi says, I feel lozakfu, l'rava brachina, the zakasha on Rava, Ella,
According to therefore Gezel Ager, the idea of stealing from a ger who died without any yarshim, which the Torah says that it's given to Kohanim, how can you ever find this case to actually work out? How are they ever gonna happen? Because it sounds like we're saying that he's off the hook as soon as a guy dies. What are we talking about over here in this where you have to go and pay the Kohanim? It's where he stole from a ger and then he swore falsely to him. Then he dies. There's no yarshim. And he admitted after the guy died, after the ger died, at the time that he confesses, he was mode, Hashem acquires it, and then he gives it over to the Kohan. And Rashi says, Kano Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kedichsev, HaMoshev LaHashem, LaKohen, Kano Hashem, Nesu LaKohanim, Aval Hode B'chai Ager, he's admitted seven times, Ager was alive, Nasa at slow, Kemilva, becomes a Kemilva, V'chimai is Ger, Mochel Anavshe, and then when the guy dies, when the Ger dies, he's now Mochel to himself. Boy Ravina. Now let's jump into the idea of this concept of someone who goes and steals from a ger when he dies without any yorishim that it gives the Kohanim by Ravina. Gezel ha-giyoris ma. What happens when you steal from a giyoris, a woman who converted and died without any yorishim? What's going to be the din? Does he also have to go to the Kohanim? Or does he acquire this idea that he could keep it when she goes and she dies? Ish amarechman of Elisha. The pasuk says the word ish and not isha. Odelma orche dekrahu. That's just orche dekrahu, but really it can mean even isha as well. Amale rav Aaron leravina atashima. The time of the Hebrew says ish. When the Torah says ish, inli ali ish. Ish amina. I don't know woman's included as well because you omer ha mushav. When it says that the guilt payment that is returned is for Hashem, for the Kohen, Harei Kan Shnayim. What is that? Hamushav is a lashon of returning, and there are two times that it's mentioned. Imkain, so it's including even a woman as well. Imkain, Matam and Lomer, Ish, why is it Ish? Ish, Atatzarech, Lach, Sorecharev, Im Yesh, Lo, Golem, Imlav. When it comes to a man, you have to go ahead and you have to look into. Meaning when he's like an adult, you have to make sure to see if these other relatives before giving to Kohanim. Katan yet tzarich lachzor lechar. But when it's a katan, when it's a child, you have to go and check to see if any other relatives. We know that there's no one else that's going to be over there. But a woman is also going to be included. Tan Rabban on LaHashem LaKohen. The pasuk says they have to return it to the Shem, to the Kohen. Kno Hashem v'unesanu l'kohen shabaoso mishmar. What it means is that Hashem acquires it. He was the kohen in the mishmar. He's working the base of Mignus at the time. This guy comes to wants a kapara. Ata omer l'kohen shabaoso mishmar. Einu ela l'kohen l'chol kohen shirtzer. Can it be this kohen mishmar or any kohen he wants? Because omer milvad ela kipur mashal yuchupar bo alav. When the pasuk says that aside from the ram of atonement which he shall provide his atonement, hare lakoin shabosa mishmar, because medaber means we're talking about the coin from that particular mishmar. Tanu Rabbanan. We're talking about a case now where the person who robbed the ger, where that died without any yarshim, but he himself is a coin. Tanu Rabbanan, hare shayu gozel coin. Let's say the gozel, the god himself, is a coin. Let's say he was the one who's doing the mishmar at the time that he confessed what he did. Minayim shelo yomer hol v'yotzei l'kohanim. From where do we know that he shouldn't say that? Well, since it's goes to the kohanim of whoever's in the mishmar, v'hu tachas yadin, it's in my hand, yeshali, therefore I can go and I can hold to it. Vidinu, really, it's a kal v'chomer that he should be able to say this. I b'shalachem v'zochi v'zochi from other people b'shalatzal l'kol shagan. Of course, he should be. Rabbi Nosson Omer, but lo shanach, he says it differently. Uma davar she'ain lo chelek bo. So if even by something that that somebody who is part of the mishmar doesn't have any rishus, the dalach is once it comes into his possessions, right? Meaning a note, another coin, that is going to take it out and can't take it from him. Then davishi yeshul chelik bo actually kadosh b'rishuso. Then somebody does have a chelik before it comes to rishus. This is talking about the stuff that he stole from the ger. Right when Mishenichlas Rishuso Eino Din Dein Acher Yachol Tzimidot, isn't it obvious that no one's allowed to take it out of his hands? And therefore, from that we're saying Lo, no. Imar with Bedarvish Ein Lo Chelik Bo. If you want to say in reference to something that part of the Mishmar doesn't have any chelik in before it enters possession, that he's going to get the rights to it once it comes into his thing, Shekishem she'en lo chilek bo, kach en lacherim chilek bo. Since why? Because just like he has no share in it before, so to know other kanamas as well. Tomer begezel, you're going to say this by the case of the stuff that he stole from a convert. Shekishem she'ish lo chilek bo, kach yish lacherim chilek bo, just like he's a chilek in it. So to other quantum vizmash mishmar also do? Of course not. Ella gzelo yotzi mitachas yado mischalik lechol echav kohanim. That was halacha, that the stuff that he stole leaves his hands and it's split amongst all the kohanim that are in his mishmar. Frekling marvak siv ish el es kedoshav lo yiyu. The pasuk is telling us that a man's holy shall be his own, which is telling us that a kohen has the right to make his own carbon and keep the Kohanim's portion of it, and since the Kohen who stole from a ger can take his Oshem for himself, he should also be able to go ahead and to keep it for this property for himself as well. Says Gemara, what are we talking about? That says that the Kohen has to go ahead and give to all the people in his Mishmar, but a Kohen is a Tamei, and therefore he's not able to go bring his own particular carbon, because he's Tamei. Rashi says, Dein Roi La'akriv Ayel El Hashem. Says the Gemara, Ibe Kohen Tamei, if we're talking about the case of the Kohen, it's Tamei, Dover Sheish Lo Chelek Bo. How could we say this is something he has a share in? Mi Yisli, does he really have a Chelek in it? If he's Tamei, of course not. Gotta be, we're talking about a Kohen over here that's taller that he has a Chelek to, and therefore, you have to understand what's pshat, that if he can be able to go ahead and bring his own particular carbon, why can't he keep the one that he stole from the convert? Ela asya lakoin lakoin miste achusa. We learn a beautiful gezira shava. Lakoin lakoin from the ste achusa, the ancestral field. The coin himself is not able to keep stuff even that's already in his property. The time runs tenebraisa. Achusa matamul lomar. What does it mean when it says ancestral heritage? Minayin laste sada yotze the koinam biyovel. Where do we know that the field that goes out from the koinam at yovel goalu echad min koinam and one of the other koinam go out and they're goal it. They go out and they redeem it. That minayin shel yomar holvi yotze the koinam biyovel. How do we know that? From where do we know that the Kohen can't say, well, since the field goes out to Kohen Yovel, for he tachasadi to my possession, te shali, it should be mine. Vidinu, it actually makes sense that I should be able to say that, because b'shalachem when he's zochev, if I'm able to go and be zochev from other people's stuff during Yovel, shall ask me, look, of course I can for me. Tamad lomar, kisdei hechirim la Kohen tia chuzaso. The Torah says, like the chirim field to the Kohen shall be his ancestral heritage, meaning achuza shelo, his own achuza, ve'en zu shelo. But this one, that means the stay achuza of someone else that he redeemed is not his hakesa. So how do we deal with it? Yotze mitachas yadom mischalek kolechad v'kohanim. It leaves the possession of the one who redeemed it and is divided amongst all the brethren, all the kohanim of that particular Mishmar. Kum tochais, what comes from here is that we see in reference to the steachuza, the law is that a kohen of the Mishmar who has in his possession is not able to keep it as his own. And the gzer shava, the kohen teaches the same din would be by the stolen property of a ger who died without yarshim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.